a whole lot of natural things that are pulling and prompting for your attention and for your time. But the Lord says that this is a season that I've set aside for me and you. And the Lord says that I'm doing a great work within you. The Lord says that you're beginning to examine some things that you thought about and accepted rather easily in years gone by. But now is the season when God is turning things upside down and inside out in your heart. And you're beginning to look at things in a fresh new way with a fresh new perspective. The Lord says, know that I've called you even to a place and even to a calling of leadership, says the Lord. Know that I've called you even like a leader in a house, and I've called you even with a pastor's heart. The Lord said there's going to be moments and times when I'm going to begin to move on your heart and call you even to that place where you step into a pastoral team and where you begin to accept even the heart burdens that I have as the shepherd, says the Lord, where I begin to have you to shepherd people and disciple them and mentor them and to walk with them, even in the structure and the confines of the house that I place you in, says the Lord. For the Lord says truly that I'm working on your heart in a fresh and a new way, saying things to you and doing things to you that you hadn't expected in times gone by. This is a new season and a new hour, says the Lord. And know that I'm going to take this thing apart and put it back together according to my specifications. For you are special unto me that I've set you aside, that I've anointed you, says the Lord. And you do have giftings, not just in the natural, but in the spirit. And some of these spiritual giftings are going to be revealed in the next 2 months. The Lord says between now and August, many things are going to begin to happen that are going to begin to unfold. It's like an unfolding thing that's been waiting for a long time. But now you've stepped into the right position, the right posture, the right mindset. And this is the hour, says the Lord, that I can finish the work that I have begun. I see team ideas and team concepts beginning to come to the forefront. I see a change in thought and thought process. Now I see two locational things beginning to shift. It seems like one of them seems to be here, and all of a sudden the emphasis is going to be on a different place and a different thing. And I see you taking your hand off of one and putting your hand on the other. And at this shift, at this change, at this turn, you're going to realize where the hand of God and the blessing of God is. And now I see you beginning to look at the books and open them up, and reality is coming to you. That, I've been putting too much time into this, and I haven't got the fruitfulness. Now I see where the hand of God is, and all of a sudden reality is going to begin to open up. And I see understanding coming to you, and I see you now beginning to shift your drive, your energy, your effort, and God is going to begin to reveal to you the right thing at the right moment, the thing that He's blessing, the things that He's touching. The Lord says that you are prophetic, and prophetic dance, prophetic worship, prophetic art, all the creative arts and all the performing arts are part of what I called you to, says the Lord. And I see you in a gown, and I see you dancing and swinging, and I see you on a swing going back and forth in the plate. And I see you now beginning to release an anointing over the hearts and the minds of people. And the Lord says it's going to be in that place of deep intercession and revelation and understanding and worship and praise and in the arts. You're going to begin to see everything begin to happen. Certainly there's a gift for business and a gift for marketplace ministry and a gift in a lot of other areas. The Lord says now we begin to unfold some of the spiritual giftings that I have set aside for this hour. And now I see you sitting on the floor together, and I see you opening up some gifts. And all of a sudden I see surprise on both your faces. And the Lord says, I have some very special things that I've set aside for you for just such a time as this. These are gifts for the moment, gifts for the hour, gifts for the season. Some things that you knew were there, but they were almost like a mystery off in the distance.